It's a dangerous environment.
Weather can change the conditions on the ice.
So it's a very challenging environment to operate in.
The remote location makes it logistically challenging.
It's always changing, and you know, one of the things that we always say is whatever plan we make, the Arctic gets a vote.
More than 150 nautical miles offshore in the Arctic Ocean, Navy and Arctic Submarine Laboratory personnel have built a livable camp on a 3.5-mile chunk of ice.
Normally, to build a camp of this size to support about 50 people takes about 5 days. The ICEX has evolved mainly to become more expeditionary. Prior camps were, we'll call them, more heavy. So once you had a camp in place, it was very hard to move any of the shelters. They were very heavy.
My name is Matthew Pesci. I'm the Arctic Submarine Lab Operations Officer, or N3. And here at ICEX 2022, I'm the Project Test Officer.
We've designed shelters now with pads underneath them that we can hook snow machines and other equipment up to them and drag them into safer areas if need be. So really, we've become lighter, more nimble, and more expeditionary. Our philosophy is what comes in goes out. You can see behind me, we have these structures here that are totally reusable. So we'll take them down, collapse them, and they all fold up pretty well and can get into small planes. We always have to think of, you know, the type of planes that we're limited to. If we have to shift to smaller planes, everything that we bring out has to be able to fit into those smaller planes. We also have larger reusable shelters like the one way behind me, and that's for larger meeting areas, dining, things like that. So all of our tents are collapsible, and we make sure that things can come apart. We also have vehicles that we've designed to come in three pieces such that you can get it on those small ski planes I talked about earlier.
Once we get a camp established and life out on the ice, it's pretty much like anywhere else, except you're going out in the cold every day and operating in the extreme cold conditions. We live in tents. You know, they're heated, of course. We eat expeditionary type food, MREs, and all that's to minimize the amount of things that we have to take out on the ice. Because whatever we take out, we have to bring back. And so we want to make the camp as light, mobile, and easy to set up and easy to take down as possible, but also functional so we can accomplish all our goals. So we contract an air carrier. They're on skied aircraft initially that can land on the ice. We don't have to have a runway necessarily. We just need fairly smooth first year ice to land on. So they'll bring out the initial supplies. We'll set up one or two tents, put heat on them, and have a build team that stays there overnight, and then we'll start delivering more equipment by those skied aircraft. We also have the assistance of the Royal Canadian Air Force, their 440th Transportation Division. They're out here with two twin otters supporting us, both of them on skis right now, also bringing supplies out to the ice. Once we get a runway established, we then have a larger aircraft, a CASA 212. They're a rear-loading, heavy-lift aircraft that can land on the runway that we develop.
The Twin Otter is a great aircraft for operating both in the Arctic and off the sea ice. It performs quite well in the cold. They start well. And the aircraft itself is a very rugged aircraft, so it puts up with the rough conditions on the sea ice very well. The Twin Otter's role here in ICEX is to provide logistic and transport assistance to the Arctic Submarine Lab. So we're able to transport equipment and personnel out onto the sea ice and then recover them back here to Prudhoe Bay. So what the skis allow us to do is to go onto the rougher ice surface and the deeper snow conditions, and they provide a measure of flotation and protection from the ice. We're the only permanently based Air Force asset in Canada north of 60 degrees. So this is really our bread and butter, is operating in the Arctic, and it's just been a great opportunity to come up here and work with some of our international partners in doing what we love, and that's working up here in the Arctic.
Along with the Twin Otters, the Navy has also contracted skied and cargo aircraft to transport personnel and equipment to and from Ice Camp Queenfish. But to do so, first they need to build a runway.
Well, we don't want to leave too big of a hole for those guys.
Yeah.
Fill it in with the ice.
Since I've been in the Marine Corps, I've set up a lot of runways. So here we are setting up runways.
I'm Sergeant Curtis Kingston with the Marine Corps Mountain Warfare Training Center, and I'm out here as generally set of helping hands, but we have a little bit of expertise in working in snow-covered and cold-weather environments, so we're able to force multiply by allowing other people and working as a safety backstop to make sure that nobody gets a cold-weather injury, so really supporting the doctors out here with that. So there's pressure buildup, so they call this a pressure ridge. So it's pressure buildup as two like ice caps essentially are moving either against each other like you would a like a strike slip fault at a fault line or a divergent fault. So as you can see here, they hit each other, one came up, and the far side one is actually going underneath this one. So you can hear as they're trying to give as one of them sounds like it's about to crack.
ISEX is an exercise that we conduct every 2 years. It's a chance for the submarines to come up to the Arctic to practice Arctic warfare skills, conduct tactical development training, and then we also make it available to the scientific community and the research community. I'd just like to give a shout out to all the people that support us. I mean, like I said, it's a huge number of people. We'll have probably over 220 people passing through Prudhoe Bay to the camp. Some of them will be in Prudhoe Bay only to support, but I mean, it's a huge effort by a lot of people. And we couldn't do it without their support, and I appreciate that.
The Arctic is an unforgivable, rapidly changing region, but ISEX allows the Navy to assess its operational readiness in the harsh Arctic environment, while also increasing experience in the region and continuing to develop relationships with other services, allies, and partner organizations.